my concern and that of, you know, our American Pastors Network, the program Stand in the Gap Today, Gary, Sam, all of us are concerned that we be able to come back to a thorough understanding, not only of the Constitution, but of the fact that Jesus is in it, Judeo-Christian foundation to it. So before we ask you about how to get back to a correct understanding of the Constitution, I want to ask you this. The ignorance that we have of the Constitution currently, is it accidental or is it deliberate? In other words, have we become simply cavalier about the Constitution, treated it very casually, or has there been a very clever, deliberate dumbing down of the American people with respect to the Constitution, or maybe is it a combination of both?
Well, it's a combination of both, but I can tell you right now that there's so much misinformation about the Constitution, it's unbelievable. For example, there's a book that was printed back in 1996 called The Godless Constitution by Kimmick and Moore. And in that book, they talk about how a delegate from Connecticut, his name was William Williams, wanted to have the word God and Jesus Christ inserted in the preamble to the U.S. Constitution because he objected. Where's God and Jesus in the Constitution? Interesting. So I sat down and read all the debates about the Constitution in all the states. And as I said, there's about 1,700 of people who actually voted in the states, the 13 states, to ratify the Constitution. That's about the number. How many could I find who did what William Williams did? So far, one, William Williams. And what our authors did not say was that not only was he the only one who took that position, who said we need to have the preamble changed, but he also said it wasn't important enough to do it, and he turned around and voted for the Constitution for himself. They never told their readers that. They don't know that Williams of Connecticut voted for the U.S. Constitution, even though he made that recommendation. Here's how you can know, ladies and gentlemen. Out of the 39 signers of the Constitution, over 20 of them attended their state conventions. How many of these people who attended the Philadelphia Convention in 1787, who subsequently went into their state conventions and fought for the Constitution, how many of them were attacked? Because the Constitution is godless, it has no reference to God or Jesus in it. How many, well, of course, we know it does refer to Jesus, but how many were attacked for that? Not one.